So it's just to say welcome. And so yeah, one of the things, I'm sort of very much the last of my parents' kids. So my mom's quite old, in her 80s. And one of the things I dread actually is whenever she sort of phones from Durban, because quite often at her age, it's about telling me that somebody's died. It's become quite a thing. And for old people, this is part of their social circle and networks and things that they do. So you know, that's part of it. But September 2014 was a particularly tough one because one day just before I was to give a class, actually, I popped on Facebook and heard that a cousin of mine in her 60s had passed away. And a short while later, it was an aunt and someone else and someone else. So that September was quite a tough one. It was spring, but it was also a time in which a lot of people seemed to pass on. So the first of the pieces we'll do is called Winter Spring, for that reason. Sort of notions of death had been on my mind anyway from earlier because, of course, probably the world's favorite South African's passing, and that was Nelson Mandela. And in the Eastern Cape where I live, actually I discovered, like here, up in Pretoria, you get the most incredible sunsets. And it felt like Mandela was this incredibly beautiful sunset. So that's the second piece in that set is called Last Light. When I've previously done it, I had a singer and a friend of mine's in the audience who wrote some words, but I don't think either of us want to trust our voices. So it will go lyricless tonight. So that's the second in that set. The third, again, is kind of part of this. I mean, I hope I'm not going to leave everyone horribly depressed at the end of this all. And that's not the point at all. But the third one was, I guess, as my mom gets older, she sort of remembers things from way back when. And I was surprised to discover, actually, from my mom that her own mother had actually once attempted suicide. And that was quite a weird thing for me to contemplate because you don't often think of your parents as children. So that was a profound experience for me. So trying to write something about that was actually quite tough until Terry Pratchett, the fantasy novelist who writes the Discworld series, passed on. And in Terry Pratchett's novels, death is a character. Death speaks in capital letters. And what's beautiful about Pratchett's work is that actually it's, although it's fantasy, it's incredibly humanist. And so what Pratchett does is actually he conceptualizes death really humanely as an inevitability in our lives. And death is somebody who's just actually forced to perform his duty, who tries to understand human beings and life, but of course doesn't. So that third piece in that set is called Dances with Death. The fourth is about the people who are in our lives and who we're lucky to love. And the title of that, Mortal Love, comes from a collection of poems by a friend of mine in the United States, Franklin Abbott, who's written some really wonderful poems. And the fourth of the final piece in that is really personal because at the time that I was writing these, my fellow performer, Mageshen Naidu, lost his sister, a wonderful person who I was lucky to know as well. And so when that happened, this other piece just came to me. It's a hymn, basically, and it's called Afterward. So we're going to play these five pieces sort of in a row. If you like it, you're welcome to clap. This is not like classical music and all serious and stuff. But yeah, there is just this collection of things that kind of came as a sort of theme. And I guess I wanted to put them all together that way because some of my favorite music, apart from jazz, obviously, and classical music, which I think you'll hear, is also Indian classical music. There isn't much of that influence here, but in Indian classical performances, people sort of slip into a raga, which is a mood or a mode, and so they get kind of intensely into a feeling. It's quite hard to do that on the piano, because the piano, of course, has all these separate notes. So all the kind of melodic blending and stuff that you find in Indian music isn't possible. So it's trying to get some of that sensibility by actually taking these different experiences, which are all kind of in a certain emotional tone, and putting them together. So yeah, we're going to do these five pieces in a row, and then I'll come back and speak a little bit more about the next set of pieces. Thank you very much.